This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple road, railway and port projects worth nearly 18,700 crore rupees at Kolkata in West Bengal yesterday. While addressing the Parivartan Sankalp rally at the historic Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata, PM Modi characterized the upcoming assembly elections as a battle to protect the existence and soul of Bengal. The PM also accused the ruling Trinamool Congress of patronizing infiltrators to expand its power base. Mr. Modi accused the TMC of blocking welfare schemes like Ayushman Bharat and PM Kisan for political reasons. Earlier yesterday, PM Modi also launched various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam. Two Indian-flagged vessels, Shivalik and Nanda Devi, have crossed the Strait of Hormuz safely yesterday. Special Secretary at Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed about this while addressing the inter-ministerial media briefing in New Delhi yesterday. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that there is no dry out at any retail outlets or LPG distributorship and sufficient diesel and petrol is available. She urged citizens to refrain from panic booking of LPG cylinders and only book when required.
Last delivery say
there must be a minimum gap of 25 days between the last delivery and the next booking in urban areas and 45 days in rural areas. An appeal to all citizens, please use the digital booking tools available to you. There is no need for anyone to go to a distributor and stand in line to book a cylinder or to receive the delivery.
India has condemned the airstrikes by Pakistan in Afghanistan's territory, leading to the death of several civilians and destruction of civilian infrastructure. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal said that this is yet another act of aggression by a Pakistani establishment that remains hostile to the idea of sovereign Afghanistan. He said India reiterates that Afghanistan's sovereignty and territorial integrity should be fully respected. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged nations affected by Tehran's attempted closure of the Hormuz Strait to send ships to secure the narrow shipping lane crucial for global oil supplies as the war with Iran entered the third week. In a post on Truth Social, Trump urged countries such as China, France, Japan, South Korea, the UK and others to send ships to the Hormuz Strait, asserting that the U.S. will continue to bomb the shoreline and target Iranian ships and boats. Iranian strikes in Hormuz have affected maritime traffic in the strait, which is crucial for global supply chains for crude and oil. Trump claimed that the US has already destroyed 100% of Iran's military capability, but it's easy for them to send a drone or two, drop a mine, or deliver a close-range missile somewhere along or in this waterway, no matter how badly defeated they are. Global oil and gas prices have surged after Iran has virtually blocked the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow shipping line between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz remains operational for international shipping, but vessels linked to the United States and Israel are not permitted to pass through the waterway. In an interview with American cable news channel, Iran's Foreign Minister said the maritime passage has not been entirely shut down. He emphasized that other nations remain free to navigate the passage. The minister also suggested that some shipping companies are choosing to avoid the area due to safety concerns rather than an outright blockade. He maintained that several tankers and cargo ships are still moving through the strait despite the heightened tensions. Switzerland has denied two requests from the US to fly over its territory as part of the military action in the Middle East. The government's statement cited its law of neutrality, which prohibits overflights by parties to the conflict that serve a military purpose related to the conflict. However, the Swiss government said it did allow three other flights, one for maintenance and two for transport aircraft. India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for thunderstorm accompanied by hailstorm and gusty winds over Chandigarh, Haryana, East Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.